tunes playing all over the planet now. Henry O'Donovan.
Hello. Yes, I know it's usually Henry O'Donovan, but this is something special. This week, Bondi Tunes is proud to present a 70s plus special with me, Bob. What's that, Henry? I can't say that? Oh. Well, this is how I have to introduce it, huh? Oh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, owing to a set of photographs I took of Henry O'Donovan at a Radio Nova party some years ago, Bondi Tunes is forced to present a 70s plus special with me. Okay, I'm going to feature the 9 top tunes of the 70s as compiled by Billboard magazine. They may not be your choice, you may not agree with the list, but then you're just you. And Billboard is the 118-year-old premier trade publication for the music business. So there. And in between these songs, I will play some of the worst songs of the decade, as compiled from a number of sources. And if you say you love these, all I can say is, get a life. So, as they used to say on the BBC, are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. The number 9 song, Joy to the World, was written by C&W singer-songwriter Hoyt Axton, but it was the band Three Dog Night who made it a hit. The song is also popularly known by its opening words, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Three Dog Night originally released the song on their 4th studio album, Naturally, in November 1970, and subsequently released an edited version as a single in February 1971. The song, which has been described by members of Three Dog Night as a kid song and a silly song, went to the top of the Billboard Hot 100, staying there for 3 weeks, and subsequently was named number 1 for that year of 1971.
The king of the world.
Number 8 on the Billboard list. Ah, now something with a bit of class. Gilbert and Sullivan. Something from the Mikado, perhaps. Oops, sorry. Gilbert O'Sullivan. Ah, well, just as classy. Raymond Edward O'Sullivan, the lad from Waterford. In 1972, our Gilbert, as he was rechristened in 1957, reached international stardom with the self-penned ballad Alone Again, Naturally, which reached number one in the U.S., spending 6 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and selling nearly 2 million copies.
When a little while from now I'm not feeling any less sad, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Now looking back over the years, and whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, alone again, naturally.
And so to our first yucky song, released, or should one say escaped, in 1974 in a recording by one Morris Albert, and subsequently recorded by a multitude of well-known singers who should have known better. It appears on most lists of worst song ever. It's Feelings. I used to get feelings when I heard it back in the day. They started in the pit of my stomach and quickly worked their way up.
Feelings, nothing more than feeling. trying to forget my feelings of love. Teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings for my life, I'll feel it. I wish I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feelings like I've never had you again in my heart. Feelings for my life, I'll feel it. I wish I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feelings, feelings like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life.
Okay, back to the good stuff. At number 7, the first time ever I saw your face, I wanted to put a bag over your head. Oh, sorry, that's a different song. This is the one by Roberta Flack. Her slower, more sensual version of the 1957 song by Scots folk singer Ewan McCall was used by Clint Eastwood during a lovemaking scene in his 1971 directorial debut play Misty for Me. With the new exposure, Atlantic Records cut the song down to 4 minutes and released it to radio. It became an extremely successful single in the United States, reaching number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 and Easy Listening charts in April 1972 for 6 week runs on each.
The first time ever I saw. Sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark. The endless skies, my love. The first time ever I kissed your mouth. trembling heart of a captive bird that was there.
My Sharona was the debut single by The Knack, released in 1979. It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart, where it remained for 6 weeks, and it was number one on Billboard's Top Pop Singles of the 1979 year-end chart. It reached gold record status faster than any debut single since The Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand in 1964. This is My Sharona. lowering the tone once more, here's another, what can I tell you? Here's Mary McGregor being torn between two lovers. Painful, but less painful than being torn between two wild horses, I suppose. Ranking number 5 in the Billboard chart is Le Freak, the 1978 disco hit by Chic. It was the band's first Billboard Hot 100 and soul music number 1. The single achieved sales of more than 4 million. So, let's freak out.
Aw, freak out! Le Freak, says Chic.
Sure they can be.
And now up to number 4 on the ones you didn't use as Frisbees. From 1978, and the first of two involving the Bee Gees, a song written by Andy Gibb and recorded along with the other lads, which reached number 1 and stayed there for 7 weeks in the Billboard Hot 100. Shadow Dancing.
You got me looking at that heaven in your eyes. I was chasing your direction. I was telling you no lies. And I was loving you. Words to say.
Dipping once more into the musical dregs of the 70s, we come upon one Clint Holmes. Mr. Holmes is perhaps best known for his number 2 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, Playground in My Mind, in 1973. The nursery rhyme-styled song featured Holmes duetting with co-writer and producer Paul Vance's 8-year-old son on the chorus. One reminiscent said, "Ugh, it was just mildly awful until the little kid joined in singing, and then it became absolutely unbearable." Well, I will say, it may be cheesy, but I guess somebody liked it. It stayed in the charts for 23 weeks.
Gets me down, and there's no love to be found. I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song. Playground in my mind, in a world that used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song. What we're gonna do. See the little children living in a world that I left behind. Happy little children in the playground in my mind. See the little children, see how they play, so happy in the playground in my mind. La 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 la.
Hi, I'm Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, and I am Bondi Tunes.
I showed my list of worst song choices to my daughter, and she said, "Yep, I'll go with those." And then added, "Oh, and anything by David Soul." Like this.
Don't give up on us, baby. Don't make that wrong seem right. The future isn't just one night. It's written in the moonlight, painted on the stars. We can't change ours. Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one more try. I know we put a last one by just for the rainy evening, when maybe stars are few. Don't give up on us, I know we can still come through. I really lost my head last night. You've got a right to stop believing.
there's still a little love left, even so. Don't give up on us, baby. Lord knows we've come this far.
And it's quite far enough, thank you. The number three spot in the Billboard 70s best goes to Rod Stewart for his 1976 chart topper, Tonight's the Night, his second U.S. number one. By the way, it features some possibly naughty French talk at the end by his girlfriend at the time, Britt Eklund. Ooh la la. BG's back again with the song that ranks as number two in the 70s hit list, one of the many great songs to come out of Saturday Night Fever. The song that remained at number one for over 2 months in 1978, Night Fever.
Listen,
Before we get to the high point on our 70s chart, one final low point. The song that appears on every list of worst 70s songs that I came across. Written by none other than Paul Anka, a singer-songwriter responsible for many great songs, including, of course, My Way. But with regard to this effort, someone should have removed him from the piano stool, taken the pencil out of his hand, and put him to bed with a cup of cocoa. But honestly, for 2 weeks at the end of August 74, the record-buying public must have had something in their cocoa to make them buy enough copies of the record to push it to number one in the Billboard Hot 100. Well, here's P.A. duetting with Odiah Coates on You're Having My Baby.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. I'm having my baby. Inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing? Are you happy in knowing that you're having my baby?
I'm a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to me.
Having my baby.
Before I reveal the number one, I'd like to thank Henry for letting me do this program. Not that he had any choice in the matter. What's that? Yes, Henry, I'll burn the negatives now. And also to thank you out there in listener land. Ha ha ha. You've heard of a throwaway line? That's a throw-up line. Thank you for putting up with me this week. I leave you with the Billboard Top Song of the 1970s. 10 consecutive weeks at number one in the Billboard Hot 100 in 1977. Debbie Boone and You Light Up My Life. Goodbye.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing. But now you've come along,
And thank you to the late, great Bob Gallico. He recorded that before he passed away 5 years ago. And the reason that I'm running specials this week is simply because we had a bit of a water-damaging situation in our house. I couldn't interview anyone because there's water all over the place and massively messy this week. But anyway, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
Henry O'Donovan.